And what caused the coincidence?
Well, I would say that God caused it. But then we're back to the definition of God, which states that God is the cause of things, not the things that are caused.
Do you suppose that God could be both the cause and that which is caused? Do you think that God could be both the creator and the created?
I never thought about it that way. But no, on first glance, I'd have to say that God is the creator, and we and the world are the created. And if I didn't believe in God at all, I guess I would say that what caused the shooting star to fall just then was random chance.
And random chance randomly selected that random moment for that random occurrence?
Yes. If I did not believe in God, I would say that. Yes, I would say that the occurrence was caused by randomness. What do I know? What are you asking me for? I'm telling you that it could have been nothing more than what happened. The fact that it happened just then would have no meaning at all, except the meaning that someone gives it.
Now you've hit upon something. Nothing has any meaning at all, save the meaning you give it. Now, in the story above, what meaning do you give to the star shooting across the night sky at the exact moment the woman is asking God to give her a sign of God's existence?
I don't know what to make of it.
What do you think the woman might say about it?
Well, she might say that the shooting star was caused by God, or that the shooting star was God, answering her prayer right then and there.
Indeed. And if she believed the shooting star was God, do you think she would experience God as male or female?
Oh. Yeah, I see what you mean.
And I tell you that tomorrow's God will change form as each moment and each individual seeking to experience God dictates.
Whoa, hold it. You mean we get to decide who and what God is?
Why are you so surprised? You've been doing that since time began. You call this religion.
Yeah, but religions don't decide who and what God is. Religions simply tell us what God said about that.
In other words, what God told human beings.
Yes, what God told human beings. And in very special revelations to very special people at very special moments in human history.
Such as the revelations being made here to you at this time?
Well, wait a minute. That's a pretty big stretch for most people. I don't think that most people are going to believe or accept that God would choose to reveal himself to me personally, if that's what you're asking.
I am very clear that they might not accept that yesterday's God would, given what you believe about him. But they might allow as to how tomorrow's God would, because tomorrow's God will talk with everyone all the time. And that's the third important difference between yesterday's God and tomorrow's God. Tomorrow's God talks with everyone all the time.
How? How will this occur? Will everyone be having conversations with God?
Everyone is having conversations with God all the time. That will be an important message of the new spirituality. God is communicating with humanity in every moment. God, the force, the energy, the design, the experience that some call divinity, shows itself in your life in the way that is exactly and perfectly suited to the time, place, and situation at hand.
So you're saying that we'll discover that God actually changes form, appearing in a multiplicity of ways, depending upon the time and the place and the events of the moment.
That is how humanity will allow itself to experience God on this most blessed future tomorrow. Yesterday's God is thought to be a constant. That belief will not change, but it will expand.
So God is not a constant?
God is a constant. God is that which is constantly present and constantly changing, suiting itself to each moment so that God may be understood in that moment, embraced in that moment, experienced in that moment, and expressed in that moment. On your yesterdays, you have believed in a limited God. On a blessed future tomorrow, you will begin to believe in a limitless God who can appear in any form, under any circumstances, to any person, and indeed to all people in all places all the time.
On what future tomorrow? When will I find it? What will cause me to do so?
Whenever and whatever you choose.
What I choose to be the cause will be the cause?
That is correct. You may choose the cause to be some exterior calamity, or you may choose it to be a different kind of event. What you choose will be what you use. You could even choose to use this dialogue, this audiobook that you're listening to right now. to be the cause of your awakening. Many people will.